There was a tiny stream babbling over rocks and exposed roots. And he had caught sight of a white butterfly there and had decided to try and catch it. Amelia cried out, "Aiden, wait!" But he did not wait. His full attention was directed towards the butterfly, which flitted just out of reach no matter how fast he ran. The butterfly took a sharp turn, drawing Aiden over the stream. Amelia chased after him. Through the woods they went, farther and deeper than they'd ever explored before. Aiden chasing the butterfly and Amelia chasing Aiden. Until suddenly they stood beside each other. They had entered into a wide clearing edged with trees, where hundreds of butterflies gathered like a shower of flower petals hanging in the air. There was no telling which one Aiden had chased. But more importantly, there was a giant pond in the center. The surface was so still that both of them were speechless, and they observed the sky and trees reflected there. Truly a sight to behold.
"It's the pond from Grandma's story."
Aiden stood at the pond's edge and searched the reflection.
"Have you ever been here before?"
"No, never," cried Amelia. "She's in there. I just know it."
"That's ridiculous. Come on, we're leaving."
Amelia grabbed Aiden's arm and pulled. He resisted.
"Stop. We have to look for Grandma. This is her pond. This is where she went."
"Of course. It makes so much sense. It's why she was acting weird. She wanted to visit the boy."
Amelia snapped back.
"Enough with this silly story. If Grandma wanted us to follow her, she would have asked us to come. We're leaving. Now."
"Come on. No.
A tug of war with Aiden's arm ensued, as he jerked away from Amelia and she yanked him back towards her. His feet sunk into the soft earth at the pond's edge.
"Get off! I'm not going back."
No.
"Yes, you are."
"Oh my gosh, Aiden! Aiden!"
Aiden had fallen into the pond.
"Aiden! Aiden!"
Aiden was suspended in the water, gazing up at the light above. How had he plunged so deep? Sun rays beamed down.
"Aiden, come back! Aiden!"
And there was something peaceful about the moment. He wasn't scared at all.
"Aiden! Aiden!"
As Aiden made his way back to the surface,
Aiden.
Amelia's voice faded. She better not be leaving him, he thought. His head broke the surface, and he squinted in the bright sunlight. A few good kicks, and Aiden was back to the pond's edge. It felt more coarse and pebbly than he'd remembered. He pulled himself from the water and stood on the bank as his eyes adjusted to the brightness. He wondered if he'd swum to the opposite shoreline because the trees were much farther away now. In fact, as he scanned the area, he saw that the pond was smaller than he recalled, and the surrounding area was much larger than a clearing. It was a meadow.
Wait.
And then it hit him. Everything about the scenery was different. And where was Amelia? Nowhere to be seen. Aiden looked at the new world around him. "This doesn't look at all familiar because I'm on the other side." It was true. When Aiden had pulled himself ashore, he was in a completely new and magical place. This had to be the world in Grandma's story. He knew she had to be here somewhere. He gazed out at the sweeping meadow of tall flowers of all colors, from violet to rouge to bright yellow. They swayed in the breeze. Birds sang and insects buzzed. The sky was cloudless and the purest blue he'd ever seen. The whole place felt like a dream.